The question was asked, and it says in some sources that the world will exist for 6,000 years. What will happen if the world will reach the year 6001? So our tradition is that when the Tanakh or our sages give us numbers, we don't know the starting point. So 6,000 years, the question is, where do you start? Moshe says, I'm coming down from Sinai in 40 days. Where do you start? God decreed in last week's Parsha that they'd be in the desert for 40 years. Where do they start? They thought they started from that minute. No, God started 2 years earlier. God says, you're going to be in Babylon for 70 years. Where do they start? No one can get it right. Achashverosh, Belshazzar, Daniel, everyone tries. No one can get it right. So you're talking to me about a world of 6,000 years? No problem. But where do you start the count of 6,000? No one knows. Oh, we'd like to think it's from creation. There are certainly indications that would seem to say it's from creation. But even if you say it's from creation, we don't exactly know our count. We say in every ksuba, l'minyan shanu monim kan. We say, this is the year 5,774, in accordance with the count that we are counting here, which is a way of saying, that's what we're counting. We hope it's right. We're not exactly sure. There are certain discrepancies in our count. We'd like to say, I know you guys walk into Machon Meir, so it's very nice to say, the world was created 5,774 years ago. Very clear. The truth is that we're not exactly sure. That's why we don't bet our goods on it. When we write a document, a legal document, we write, in accordance with the way we count here, it is the year 5,774. Okay, so is the world going to be around for 6,000 years? Maybe. Historically, we don't know if our counts are accurate. Aside from that, it's a machlokus. Not everyone agrees that the world's going to be around for 6,000 years. So even if the world's going to be around for another 6 or 7 or 8,000 years, that doesn't necessarily contradict anything. That's one opinion.